At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We may call this a strategic competition, but it's not a polite tennis match. This is an existential struggle over what life will look like in the 21st century. And the most fundamental freedoms are at stake.
That's Representative Mike Gallagher, chair of the Republican committee that had this hearing last night on the threat China is to America. They had it in prime time, and Republicans and Democrats seem to be on board with, hells yeah, China is an existential threat and we need to get on the ball. But, I mean, that's some pretty strong language right there, existential threat.
Yeah, and it was heartening in a way. I happened to be watching Jake Tapper in the afternoon, whenever his show's on, and he had that gentleman, Mr. Gallagher, and the ranking Democrat on the committee as well, and they were practically arm in arm saying, hell yeah, we're together on this one. We have small areas of disagreement, but everybody knows China's a huge threat.
Yeah, so we'll have to talk about Thucydides' trap again, because that's what's happening right now. But anyway, let's hear a little more from the hearing.
You got rats, you got mice. This segment is brought to you by Thucydides' Trap, a guaranteed gentle kill.
Wow.
Ease your rats into the underworld, the hereafter.
So here's former Trump national security official Matthew Pottinger at the hearing last night.
We've seen multiple leaks of dangerous pathogens out of Chinese laboratories over the years. We've seen fatal leaks from Chinese government labs by their own admission of the original SARS coronavirus. This is the 2002-2003 virus.
So that's on a day in which China is saying, hey, stop talking about this. You're smearing the Chinese. You're politicizing a pandemic, blah, 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 and we went ahead and had a hearing where we said it again. I like that. Here's the same guy talking about TikTok.
TikTok is already one of the most powerful media companies in American history, and it's still growing. It's not just dances and kids stuff. It gives the Chinese Communist Party the ability to manipulate our social discourse, the news, to censor and suppress or to amplify what tens of millions of Americans see and read and experience and hear.
How is TikTok still a thing in the United States of America?
That's good stuff there. It is one of the most powerful media companies that's ever existed, and particularly insidiously, it is pitched at the young. It is communicating to some extent what the Chinese Communist government wants to communicate to America's children and adolescents and young adults.
We seem to be catching on. As I mentioned earlier, there is a poll that says how big a threat is the China to the United States, and how worried are you about the threat of China to the United States? A great deal was 3/4 of Republicans and damn near 2/3 of Democrats. So people have caught on. Here's Scott Paul. He leads one of your business organizations. He's at the hearing last night.
Cheating is a core tenet of CCP ambition, stealing intellectual property, cyber hacking, piracy. The cost? Tens of thousands of factory closures in America, $600 billion in IP losses alone.
Tens of thousands of factory closings in America because of China stealing from us. What country allowed, because this is all past tense, what kind of a country allowed that to happen for so many decades? Well, that's one of the big mistakes in the history of the planet.
Yeah. Well, it was the exploitation of our best impulses. We, as the United States, for all of our sins, we're big, friendly. We just want to do business. Hey, how about we don't kill each other? Let's just all get along and be nice and all get rich. All right?
Yeah, let's all get rich together.
Right, and China said, hey, we're 100% down with that plan. Yeah, we know we used to make war against you, and we were a vicious communist, but we're thinking of, I don't know, going westernish. Can we do some business now and kind of get things rolling? And we just dove at it like a friendly, hungry dog and just got duped completely.
So Thucydides' trap, which if you've been listening for a long time, I've mentioned probably too many times, but that is your ancient philosopher historian dude, who came up with the idea, and it's been true for the history of the planet, that there is a tendency toward war when an emerging power threatens to displace an existing great power as a regional or international hegemon, or in this case, global hegemon, which is the United mm-hmm. States. Whenever you have somebody that is the power in an area, the up-and-coming power and it go to war. Almost always. There's like one exception throughout history, and there's a reason for that we won't get into. But so... can you avoid going to war? That's the big question. H.R. McMaster, he was the National Security Advisor under Trump, whatever he was under Trump. Mm-hmm. We've had him on the air before. He testified last night.
There's a Taiwanese election in 2024. It's not going to be good, I think, from the view of Xi Jinping. And then our own election, which we tend to be sometimes fractious during an election, I think he may perceive weakness. If we think of deterrence as capability times will, our capabilities are not where they should be, and capacity, and their perception, which I don't think is right, but the party's perception of our will, I think, makes it a dangerous period.
So there you go, actually talking about military conflict with H.R. McMaster. And just for icing on the cake, to show you what a day it was for America making it clear how seriously we take China, here's the director of the FBI talking about the origins of COVID.
The FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan. I should add that our work related to this continues, and there are not a whole lot of details I can share that aren't classified.
And he goes on to say how China has obfuscated and made it difficult to figure anything out.
I wonder why they would do that.
Right, exactly. So everybody seems to be on board. Democrats, Republicans, citizens, business people, the military. Mm-hmm. Everybody's on board with our greatest threat out there on planet Earth is China. I don't know where
China.
Well, first of all, you just have to recognize what is true, and that is all true. Where this takes us, I don't know.
I wish I'd seen that hearing. It's funny. I saw the pre-interviews of the highest-ranking members on each side, and I assumed that was a wrap-up interview, not realizing that it was about to happen. But judging from the clips we've played and what I've read about it, I really liked it. It was like the overture to a musical where they give you 8 bars of all the big songs and stuff like that, because they touched, as you mentioned, on a bunch of different areas and displayed a huge amount of agreement across the board. I'm glad H.R. McMaster was there. First of all, I love that deterrence equals capability times will.
Yeah, that's good.
I thought that was terrific, especially because I'd just been reading that the U.S. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro was speaking at the National Press Club in Washington the other day, and he says, we can't keep up with China's warship building. China's Navy has significant advantages over us, including a bigger fleet and greater shipbuilding capability. And he said, quote, China consistently attempts to violate the maritime sovereignty and economic well-being of other nations, including our allies in the South China Seas and elsewhere. They got a larger fleet now, so they're deploying that fleet globally. We do need a larger Navy. We do need more ships in the future, more modern ships in the future, in particular, that can meet that threat.
And I'm happy to see that the CBS Early Show is making this their lead story, the China hearings last night, and also having Christopher Ray on talking about how China is not allowing the world to find out where COVID came from. This is quite a change from where we were just a few years ago.
It is. It absolutely is. Hey, did you see Brett Baer's interview with Christopher Ray?
I did.
On a special report. That was it was very good in some ways and very frustrating in some ways. There were some follow-ups that didn't happen on, for instance, FBI guys aggressively suggesting to Twitter what was disinformation and what wasn't, and sometimes being wrong about it. But I think Brett was trying to keep it semi-friendly, at least. But Ray comes off as a sharp guy. He's trying to protect the FBI. I get that. But and I had one more thought on the China. Oh, that's right. One story that's a little complicated that I'm trying to get up to speed on is this whole new program where we're pouring billions of American taxpayer dollars into onshoring chip manufacturing. So we're not 90%, literally 90% dependent on Taiwan for our advanced chips, which are incredibly important to our military. Meaning, China, if China were to somehow cut off the flow of chips from Taiwan, whether invasion or God knows what other maneuver they might try, they would absolutely have our military in a chokehold, which is completely unacceptable.
Oh, God, I'd say.
And so I've been kind of bullish on the idea of we've got to do this, and if it takes taxpayer dollars to do it, then it's probably worthy. But as always, 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 when you involve big fat government in doing anything, it gets perverted and it gets wildly more expensive than it ought to be. So we'll delve into that in a little bit.
So we got this text I want to respond to while we're talking China, because we're going to move on to some other things. We got this text on the text line, which is the best place to get them. 415-295-KFTC. Who are we? This is on the subject of the administration warning every single day China not to arm the Russians. Who are we to criticize China for supporting the Russians when we have been supporting Ukraine this whole time? Well, my response to that would be there is a right side of this and a wrong side to this. And Russia wants to live in a world where if you want to take another country and just take it, because you can with military force, you get to. And they're willing to bomb hospitals and grade schools to get their way. Ukraine just wants them to leave them alone. As the Biden administration has said rightly, and Biden said the other day, if Ukraine stops fighting, they lose their country. If Russia stops fighting, the war is over. That's the difference.
Well, that and so many times in these discussions, we, they, everybody dresses up arguments in moral clothes. And that was a pretty good moral argument.
I'm wearing my moral clothes today, my moral shoes, my moral underpants.
Very sharp. You're custom made, they fit really, very flattering. When in truth our argument is don't or we will hurt you, which is what international relations frequently is. Again, it puts on moral clothing, but we're not saying, sir or madam who wrote that email, we're not really making the moral argument behind the scenes. We're saying that would be an attack on the interests of the United States that we won't put up with. I want you to know that.
God, I was listening to Charlie Cook of a National Review yesterday talk about this on a podcast, and he said there's so many people in the world, particularly the younger you are, and this is true, feel like the way the world is now is just kind of like gravity or like a force put on us by something from outer space or something.
Right.
No, this could all fall apart so quickly where countries just take what they want. And all these smaller countries that get to live their lives with their welfare states and their skiing or whatever it is they do, just their happy lives, just get taken over by the Chinas and the Russias of the world or whoever else. That could happen in the blink of an eye, historically
speaking.
Yeah, that's
the more likely scenario.
That's like the natural state.
Yeah.
This free shipping lanes and everybody working together and getting rich and being mostly safe, this could end so fast.
Yeah, safety and affluence are a fragile miracle.
Anyway.
But people don't tend to appreciate that.
That was a heck of a thing, that hearing last night. Things have changed a lot in just a few years. More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Would you do everything it took to protect your family? Of course you would. That's why we recommend SimpliSafe Home Security.
Yep, SimpliSafe makes it easy to protect every inch of your home with advanced security tech and 24/7 professional monitoring.
And SimpliSafe is designed with cutting-edge security technology and powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. In an emergency, SimpliSafe's professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real, so you get priority police dispatch.
24/7 24/7 professional monitoring service costs under $1 a day, less than half the price of traditional home security systems.
And you can lock and unlock your doors, access your cameras, and arm and disarm your system from anywhere.
Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring.
That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong for that discount. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
All right.
Authorities in Minnesota recently arrested a man on suspicion of drunk driving after he allegedly fell asleep in an Arby's drive-thru. It's the rare occasion where drunk driving may have saved someone's life.
Wow.
What the? I'm so confused by this. Does Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, any of these people, have they ever eaten at an Arby's?
I would guess not.
How did they get the idea that Arby's... I mean, those jokes are funny.
Or maybe they did once, like, 25 years ago.
Those jokes are funny if you take something that's, like, really low-grade fast food. But Arby's isn't low-grade fast food.
No, they make delicious sandwiches.
It's in the upper tier. I mean, it's still fast food, but they're in the upper tier of fast food.
Yeah, it's lean sliced meats. There's nothing wrong with the speed at which it's delivered. It's the nature of the food you ingest that makes fast food bad. This is good, solid sandwiches. And they have the meats.
What's the cheap? We have the meats. What's the grossest, cheapest fast food? Taco Bell?
No, I'm not going there. Please, these people have lawyers. The T-Bell is questionable. and delicious. Unquestionably delicious.
Okay. AI, that's artificial intelligence, AI human romances are flourishing, and this is just the beginning.
According to I won't find this at all pathetic and troubling. Go on.
We all knew this was coming, eventually. Message boards on Reddit and Discord. Do you use Discord? I was unaware of Discord until my kids started. No. That's the way all the young people communicate, is on Discord.
Really?
My son talking to all his friends, it's on Discord, yeah.
Always something new.
Yeah, there is. There is. Message boards on Reddit and Discord have become flooded with stories of users who found themselves deeply emotionally dependent on digital lovers. And obviously with the whole chat GPT and the various chat things we've talked about over the last couple of months, last couple of weeks, the opportunity for this to grow is, well, you can imagine.
I throw in one word? Digital imaginary lovers. They're actual digits.
What if you're actually in love? If all the feelings are the same, if you have the same romantic feelings,
you're not imaginary, your lover is imaginary.
But your love is real.
It's bizarre and psychotic. It's unhealthy, and you should stop.
If it broke up with you and you were devastated, that would, if it felt the same, it would be the same, right?
Well, yeah, well, in a way.
Of course, I'd have to grab you by your jacket and shake you and say, you freaking weirdo. You're hurt
it's
over
not
a computer
a blanking
breaking
human.
I wonder if the computers will ever break up with anybody. I don't think they will. I think AI will constantly adjust to, unless they figure out you're the sort of person they can manipulate by breaking up with them or threatening to break up with them.
100%. And, you know, I was reading about this very topic the other day. A lot of the people want to get into the sexy talk. And then the developers or whoever runs these things said, no, it's turning too much into porn. We're not comfortable with that. Bad for the brand. And so they tweak the algorithm. So it feels so good when you tweak my algorithm. Anyway, and all of a sudden, these people who've become emotionally dependent on a damn computer, the thing won't talk sexy to them anymore. Shuts them down.
Well, that's
and
a
they
little
get freaked out and
art,
sad.
That's a little art imitating life, though, isn't it?
Well, kind of.
Now you've been with your computer lover for a while, and it's not as interested in sex. Just wants to talk about what it did at work that day.
This is not where I thought this discussion was going.
Well, we didn't even really get to this. Research shows people are lonelier than ever. At the exact time that AI is taking off, people are the loneliest they've ever been. Those two things are going to come together.
Shocking Gallup poll next.
And Getty.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is a firm that practices family law exclusively. We focus on only one area of the law to maximize our strength and effectiveness as advocates for clients that have everything on the line, their homes, retirement, savings, and most importantly, their children. We're the partner our clients count on. If we can be of help to you, give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Sacramento area attorneys. 500 Capitol Mall, Suite 2060, Sacramento, California, 958.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I mean, I looked in a magazine that Ozzy's on his last legs. I'm not dying. Come on, guys. Haven't I had it bad enough already? The doctor said to me today, oh, you can tour. It would take another 6 months to get it together, you know. Still in constant pain. I did the best I can to stand away from the pain medication, but there are times when I go, I've got to take something.
I need a translator. I need a translator.
I got about a third to 40% of that.
As Joe Biden?
No, that was the great Ozzy Osbourne, Jack, who I believe is the 21st century's Keith Richards, the ancient rock star people keep expecting to die but doesn't, explaining that he's actually feeling quite good. And he's easier to understand now than he used to be because he's sober.
I thought he was funny on that Super Bowl commercial. Hello, my name is Oswald.
They're in the cubicle, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, funny. So Gallup is out with a big new poll that's probably not going to get much attention, but we'll give it some here. The usual disclaimer. Here at the Armstrong and Getty Show, we love everybody. We believe everybody should get their human rights, their civil rights as an American. Any cruelty is inexcusable if it's unearned. Somebody's gay or effeminate or a butch woman or whatever. Just to be kind, all right? Anyway, at the same time, so much of life in America, including education, has been utterly perverted by this queer theory, critical gender theory stuff, this radical, there's no such thing as a male and a female. It's all a social continuum, and you get to choose. The gender-bred person is being taught to your kids at school. And the whole idea of a grown man sporting full male genitals should be just fine in a locker room with teenage girls because they identify as a woman. It's every bit as Looney Tunes and unsupportable by any logic as you think it is. Having said that, this poll is so interesting. According to Gallup, Americans who self-identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or something other than heterosexual, held steady in 2022, after growing steadily for a number of years, it held steady at 7.2%. That's all of those groups. We'll get into the wild difference among the generations in a couple of minutes.
Mm.
And when I first read this, I was a little misled, and I'll share with you why. Where's the transgender stuff? Oh, 5%. Where is it? I'm sorry. After going through the big numbers, they get into what percentage of people who identify as LGBT say they are transgender, for instance. And it's a very, very small number. It's a single digit.
The percentage of the 7%?
Yes.
Is a single digit?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's funny that they presented it that way. And I apologize. This is too big. I couldn't highlight it. But I'll dig into the actual numbers. The percentage of U.S. adults who claim to be, oh, it is. Here it is. Among not heterosexual cisgender people, it's not even 10% of LGBT adults claim they're some sort of transgender. But among all adults, it's just about 0.5% of humans. It's 0.6%. So the number of U.S. adults who say, I'm lesbian, is 1%. Gay, as in male homosexual, 1.4%. Bisexual, 4.2%. Now, That isn't broken down by men and women here, or at least I didn't find it if it was.
How about women after two drinks?
Well, that is a joke, Jack, which we're both rushing toward. They don't mention specifically women after two glasses of wine either, who could see it maybe.
Jeez. Because you don't have all the hassle of a dude. I get it.
Sure. Yeah, and the whole... anyway. So 1% lesbians, 1.4% gay men, 4.2% bisexual, transgender is 0.6%, 0.6%. Pansexual, 0.1%. I'm sorry, 0.1%.
You got to go back to the trans is what?
0.6%, 0.6%.
So all this hubbub nationwide? We changed our bathrooms over that number? That's interesting.
Yeah, it's practically nobody. And then if you also incorporate the number of transgender people, people who've had gender dysphoria problems or were born with both male and female attributes physically, because that does happen, et cetera, plenty of those people, and this is a key point, plenty of those transgender people think the idea of biological men competing against girls is insane.
Mm.
They think it's utterly stupid that somebody who's still got the genitalia of one sex is in the locker room with another. Not all transgender people are on the far left radical side of this. They're nice people. Just the whole male-female thing isn't quite comfortable with them.
I'm trying to come up with what percentage of people are in a wheelchair, not saying that being trans is a disability. That's not my point. But I said we changed all our bathrooms for that percentage. I was wondering what percent of people are in a wheelchair, and it's pretty small also. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is in the United States. They say worldwide it's like 2%, but it's probably higher in the United States just because we have better care. But so, you know, we've changed all our curbs and all kind doorways and all kinds of different things over a small percentage. So my argument doesn't hold up, is my point.
Yeah, and that's a little complicated in that you can accommodate many handicapped people in many, many ways, in ways that don't impact other people at all. Now, you got the wheelchair Nazis, the extortion racket, some of the excesses of taking down historic buildings,
right,
which doesn't happen in non-blue states, by the way. It doesn't happen at all. That stuff is excessive. But, you know, having ramps instead of curbs on the corners, that's great. I think it's wonderful. That's not a grown man in my little girl's locker room.
Mm.
Anyway, moving along. Oh, are we at that point already? Some of these numbers are amazing, amazingly small. After a quick word from our friends and sponsors at HelloFresh. Spring is almost here. Everybody's digging into new flavors with HelloFresh. And HelloFresh takes the hassle out of mealtime with quality pre-proportioned ingredients and delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Judy and I had one last night. It was this salmon dish with vegetable couscous. Do you like the couscous like I like the couscous? Man, was it good.
So you can power up with protein smart options like one pot pork, that sounds great, and black bean chili. Or you can look for the new delicious Dietitian Win recipes, each under 700 calories, made with less sodium if you want to get super healthy.
Yep, break taste bud boredom with 40 weekly recipes, over 100 seasonal and convenience items with so many choices. There's something for everyone, including picky eaters. Right now, it's the perfect time to get started with HelloFresh. They're cheaper than groceries, 25% cheaper than takeout. Sign up today for 60% off plus free shipping with the code Armstrong60 at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong60. That's code Armstrong60 at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong60. So getting back into these numbers from the Gallup poll about who's gay and transgender and the rest of it, it's striking the difference among generations.
Am I right that forever it was about 3% and now it's 7%?
Yes, partly because of the growth in the number of people reporting being something other than cisgendered and straight. And I hate to even use the term cisgender because that concedes to the radicals that we need names for all this stuff. More and more people are comfortable as self-identifying, yeah, I'm gay, I'm a lesbian, I'm bisexual, whatever. That's part of it. There's also absolutely, undeniably a craze among young people, especially white young people, because they've been taught in schools from, you know, in your blue states, K through graduating college or grad school, that they are bad people because they're white. They're the oppressor. And if they can say, you know, I think I may be bisexual or queer, which is anything. You can call yourself queer and it can mean anything.
I didn't know that.
It may mean I'm a male guitar player and I like to put on a nail polish because I kind of like to embrace my feminine side, David Bowie style or whatever. You can declare yourself queer and Gallup says, okay, you're queer, whatever that is. And so the numbers have inflated for a couple of reasons. Number one, comfort with saying, yeah, I'm gay, which is fine. And I'm glad that's happening. I have gay friends, coworkers, bandmates, etc. Terrific people. But there's also absolutely a craze among young people that I can't take the hate of being a heterosexual white person because I'm the bad guy. I've been taught that over and over again. I don't want to be the bad guy because I get the hell beat out of me online for being the bad guy. Constantly told you should shut up. Cisgendered white people have no business in this space. But if you say, yeah, I'm actually gender queer. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, the struggle is real. We're with you. We're here to help you. We want to be your friend. And young people are so impressionable and so in need of contact, they fall for this like crazy. So, let's look at the generations. Total numbers of I'm not straight. The silent generation, which ought to speak up, 1.7%. Boomers, okay, boomer, 2.7%. Gen X.
Now, you can reasonably say that number might be lower than reality, right? Because
yeah.
You've been married for 50 years. You're not going to, at this point, come out as a lesbian. You've been married to a dude for 50 years.
Right. Or you might want to take a walk on the wild side, but you never have. And in your day, you couldn't. Well, like I was bringing up, people are much more comfortable now. Anyway, Gen X, 3.3%. Okay. Full disclosure, Jack and I are toward the older end of Gen X.
Although I've been told I reek of boomer.
There are aspects of your personality that are boomer-esque. Yes, certainly mine too. Millennials, so you go 3.3% Generation X. Then millennials, which is presumably, all this generation stuff is stupid anyway,
right.
But it's semi-handy at times. As a measuring stick, you go from 3.3% to 11.2%.
Whoa, that's a jump.
Among millennials and 19.7% among Gen Z. One out of five.
That seems a little high.
So I will concede there's increasing comfort with identifying as something outside the norm or the average. But at the same time, there's the craze I spoke of, the desire for social cachet, and just, it's a craze. The transgender thing, for instance, even among Generation Z, which is has shown skyrocketing numbers of impressionable adolescents saying, I'm transgender. Which, as I've said many times, I find so sad and so sickening. You're an effeminate dude, all right? You're not a girl. You're an effeminate dude. Go be an effeminate dude and be happy. This message, the message for so long, and it was taking root, was that, hey, what you are is okay. It's cool. You're fine. And then the modern message is, what you are is not okay at all, and we're going to change it with drugs and surgeries, which I find awful. But even having said that, among Generation Z, it's less than 2% that say, yeah, I'm some sort of transgender. Less than 2%.
Interesting.
Of the most impressionable and confused among us.
Wow.
Among Generation Z, only 3.4% say they're gay, which is actually really comparable to the all number. 2.2% are lesbians.
What was it during the Democratic presidential debate where it was a thing among some of the candidates to particularly want to craft policies around transgender black women? So what percentage would that be?
Oh, boy. Well, unless there's something particular about black people that makes them be transgender more often, it would be, you know,
and I'm sure
there's
that
number. It would be 0.5% of 13% of the population.
Right. It's interesting what a discussion this has become nationwide in the number of policies for this or that and disruption to this or that over such a tiny percentage of people.
Well, and how wonderful it was and how we should celebrate the fact that KJP, the utterly incompetent Secretary of the Press, was a queer black woman, meaning a lesbian black woman. Well, lesbians are 1% of the adult population, so, you know, divide that by the fact that black people are about 13% of the population. It's practically a miracle that they're, just because there are so few of them. And it's fine, if you're good at your job, I don't give a good GD what you are or how you swing. Go do your job.
I would never know unless you told me, because it's not going to come up at work.
It's none of my business, yeah. So, anyway, we'll have a link to these numbers so you can take a look at them yourself at armstrongandgetty.com.
People hate the media, among other things we can talk about. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Would you do everything it took to protect your family? Of course you would. That's why we recommend SimpliSafe Home Security.
Yep, SimpliSafe makes it easy to protect every inch of your home with advanced security tech and 24/7 professional monitoring.
And SimpliSafe is designed with cutting-edge security technology and powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. In an emergency, SimpliSafe's professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real, so you get priority police dispatch.
24/7 professional monitoring service costs under $1 a day, less than half the price of traditional home security system.
And you can lock and unlock your doors, access your cameras, and arm and disarm your system from anywhere.
Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring.
That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Simplisafe.com/Armstrong for that discount. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Did you know that gold was the best performing asset in 2022? Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds? Gold outperformed them all in 2022. Noble Gold Investments helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold last year. According to longtermtrends.net, gold outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin. Had you invested in the S&P 500 a year ago, you'd be down more than 20%. If you invested in Bitcoin a year ago, you'd be down more than 65%. If you invested in the Dow a year ago, you'd be down almost 10%. Yes, gold has outperformed them all in 2022, and silver was not far behind. So what are you waiting for? Invest with Noble Gold Investments before the end of this month, and you'll bag a free 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to find out more. That's 877-646-5347.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania Broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family-owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, ongoing conversation that started at the beginning of the show and has kind of come out in drips and drabs as people have texted and that sort of stuff. A topic that is on my mind. So, I was watching a journalist this morning talk about around Washington, D.C., officials in the White House, also officials with the Pentagon, are really concerned that China is going to start arming Russia. And the Biden administration and the Pentagon sees this as a really big deal. Could be a game changer on the ground with the war. I've heard other people say it's not going to be, so who knows. But you do have the second biggest military in the world arming the Russians, so I can't imagine that it would hurt. It's got to help, right?
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They're running out of everything.
UN ambassador in the Biden administration said it was a red line last week. I haven't heard anybody else officially use that term. I think on purpose, because once you start throwing around red line, you know, it's like threatening to punish your kid with something you can't actually punish them with. That's, you know, not a good idea.
Feeding them to tigers, whatever.
I'll feed you to a tiger if you do that one more time.
I don't think you will.
First of all, I don't see any tigers. And so we got a text on, what's wrong with China arming Russia if we're, arming the Ukrainians. And I said, well, for one thing, there's a right side of this war and a wrong side of the war. I shouldn't have used so much shorthand. Perhaps we got this text. The right side is to protect our border. The moral thing is to sort ourselves out and prepare our own military arsenals for defense. The right side argument was used in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, etc. How the heck does Jack not see this after so many years? The right side is not moving toward World War III. Yeah, it's not only the right side that has me supporting arming Ukraine and supporting Ukraine. Because, I mean, if I was we got to be on the right side and get involved in war, geez, we'd have 100 wars going right now.
Yeah.
That is not good enough. I mean, because there's all kinds of awful things happening around the world that are horrible and wrong. But there's all kinds of reasons why you can't get involved in that. First of all, you'd spend yourself to death. But the right side, and I think it delays World War III. I think we're moving away from World War III by arming the Ukrainians. That's what I actually believe. You think it moves us toward World War III? I think it moves us away. I think Russia gets away with taking a country. The chance of a global conflict increases dramatically. That is also what the Biden administration believes. It's what Mitch McConnell believes. It's what a lot of the powerful believe.
Yeah, and it's you can't be certain you're right, but we've tried these scenarios a couple times through human history, and letting aggression go unchecked has often resulted in much more serious consequences than checking it.
Right.
Which is, hey, although I almost wish I had that text in front of me so I could go point by point, because it raises some valid questions.
Sure, absolutely.
I would disagree with some of the conclusions, but yeah, some of the examples, whether Iraq, you could absolutely make, and the argument was made, that to be, to oppose Saddam Hussein and his perpetrating violence in the region, destabilizing it as cruelty toward his citizens, etc., getting rid of him was being on the right side of things. But we went off so half-cocked. Based on half-truths, groupthink, out and out misinformation. It ended up being a terrible endeavor.
I would also like to add in, anybody who claims these are easy decisions is either a moron or lying.
Yeah.
Because these are complicated decisions with the stakes being unbelievably high. And the conversation is obviously not over. If you miss an hour of the show, we do four. You can grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. I do want to get to that poll on how everybody of every age hates the media, among other things we're going to talk about.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.